13th of June, 2021. Dear Ella, it's good to hear things are going well at your end. Number two son looks so different without his dreadlocks. And you can hardly see that slip of the razor. Luckily he's young and the hair will grow back. If I shaved my head, I would stay bald for the rest of my life. We're enjoying the weather and trying not to complain about the heat. The grass and everything else is growing like Topsy. I had my second COVID jab last weekend, and apart from a slightly bruised arm, there have been no side effects. This is more than can be said for my return to netball after 15 years. I was fine for the first 24 hours and really quite smug. All my regular exercise has finally paid off. By Thursday, I thought I'd been hit by a train. I couldn't lift a single limb without assistance. As you know, I was already nervous because of the perceived age gap. Everyone was at least 20 years younger than me, but they weren't all 18, and I was treated very kindly, possibly too kindly, like some veteran you smile warmly at, but never pass the ball in case they topple over. I've been mulling over the right to protest. You say it is enshrined in French values. The Perpignan firebrands who dumped three trailer loads of dead vines and rocks in front of the town hall. Who pays to clear it all away? And what about the attack on Macron? Is that democratic protest or assault? I don't think we do it well in England. Protests always end up with ugly fights or violence and statues covered with graffiti lying at the bottom of a river. Your right to protest becomes my definition of criminal damage. Enough. The sun continues to blaze and colours to emerge. This week it is the turn of the roses. I have attached a photograph. The orange ones are called Lady of Shalott. The yellow ones are called, well, yellow. But they smell lovely. Lots of love, Fiona.